Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of His and Hers. It's Friday night, it's the weekend, it's Valentine's Day weekend. So, you know, we had to come in and make your weekend a little bit different, a little bit sillier, a little bit raunchier, a little bit goofier with, you know, the way that we are and the craziness that we all possess. This is your girl, Dulce Diva. Welcome to His and Hers Fridays. I am here with my partner in crime, my partner in life, my partner in business, the one, the only, Poetry. How are you, darling? How you feeling?
Trying not to snap on nobody. Hope everybody had a great week so far and has a great week, Valentine's Day weekend and or All-Star weekend, because it is All-Star weekend. The NBA is about to get some dudes killed. But nevertheless, I hope everybody had a great week, a great weekend planned on happening, and we're going to make it as interesting as possible. Yeah.
All right, of course. It's always a pleasure to work with the man. Another man that we work with is Eddie, or as we call him, Bishop Eddie Kane. How are you doing? Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day weekend. What's good with you?
What's up? I am better. I am better. For a minute, I wanted to go blow up some people's building, but I'm good now. However, if I don't get my paycheck this upcoming week, then somebody building will go get blown up, and y'all gonna see me on 12 o'clock news.
Okay.
I've been working for a month and a half for free.
Wait, what?
Nigga, what?
Yeah, my job, the company that I work for, they merged with a...
Put them on blast. Give names. Work for free? Ain't that slavery?
Yeah. It feels that way, sir.
Work for free?
Long story.
Hey, better than me. You better than me. It wouldn't have been though. I felt like stuff would have been blown up. And anybody could take that how they want to take it. I'm blowing some stuff over my money. I don't work for free. I don't get out the bedroom. I don't get out the bed for less than $20 an hour. You telling me I'm going to work for free? Young man,
yeah,
or young
half,
woman.
Man.
A month and I'm not working for free for 2 days. A month and a half? You are better than me, sir. That is all I will say. You are better than me.
Wait, wait. So it's not a month, it's a month and a half?
It's a month and a half.
It's a whole 6 weeks.
A whole six weeks. This week. Today makes it a whole six weeks.
My check is a daily.
Yeah, we get a little heated over here for being delayed a day, much less 6 weeks. Man, yeah. Okay, but after us venting, well, Bishop venting, we are going to bring in and introduce the Queen of Ratchetry, the lady who blasted V-Day or Valentine's Day. And if you don't know, you better go on Facebook and click the link to where the video is posted. It's also on the Two Sides of the Story app. Well, I went a little bit backwards. I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on he hadn't been paid in a month and a half, so bear with me. Free, my dear, my darling, my boo. What's good?
Hey.
I'll be here for the weekend.
Hello. I still have time slots open if anybody's still interested. Don't fret.
Wait. Did you just say time slots?
Slots. Yes. Slots.
I'm not fooling with you.
It's meaning more than one.
I'm not fooling with you.
It's a lot of hours. It's a lot of hours in Valentine's Day. You know, a little
lunch, dinner.
You know.
They might want to be for the whole day, though.
I got a couple hours to spare. I mean, if you want, like, a lot of time, that's going to cost a little bit extra. Yeah.
I'm not fooling with you. So what are these rates? I might pass them along. I might got some brothers that may be interested. So what are these rates? I want to make sure I'm getting the right prices.
I mean, you're more than welcome to go check my page. It's still up. The prices and stuff are listed. You can get in contact with me and whatnot. But, I mean, right now I can only give you the whole, like, meet and greet because it's less than 24 hours right now. So, you know, you get a picture on Facebook. We get to hold hands and share a meal together.
I'm over here. I can't deal. I can't. She got packages and she. This bra got packages.
A big chunk of all right. Taken up, you know. Okay.
Well, let's proceed and let's get this show on the road. I'm going to start with a few questions, but these questions are still in our email inbox. They have not been posted into the forum. I think our CEO actually just posted them up. I'm actually going to go ahead and start with these. If you would like to join in, you want to join the conversation, and you want to call in, you are more than welcome to do so. Just dial the number 347-215-8558. Press 1, and you'll get on the line with us, and we'll be more than happy to have a conversation. You can also follow the questions on the forum, TSOTS Presents Collective Insights on Facebook. If you have not yet added yourself, please do so post-haste. So, first question. How do you know when a man really loves you?
How do you know when a man really loves you? he lets you add cheese to your burger. That's love. No, I'll be serious.
Last bite
of chicken. When he laughs, but on some real shit, if he lets you have the last bite of the chicken or the last bite of anything,
anything.
That's seriously love. Because men, we don't share food.
Share food.
Yeah.
We don't just share food with anybody. If we're hungry, the only person that might get the last bite is our mama.
That's a big.
And notice I did say might. So yeah, get the last bite of food. That's real. So that's real love. Yeah, that's some deep love right there. Personally, you know, I can't speak for every dude, but for me, if you get the last bite of my food, I love you.
Yep.
That is the same thing as me saying I love you.
I would say the same. Yep, pretty much.
You know, I actually look for that. I do, because I feel like once a man feels like he wants to nourish you, he wants to feed you, like he cares. You know what I mean? So once that happens, like I get invited into the plate area, I know I'm in there. So I'm good. I ain't got to worry about nothing because he'll feed
me. Right, we don't even like letting you eat off our plate, to be honest with you, if we don't love you. You're like, you got your food. Eat your food. Don't touch my food. It's my food. It's my food. Like, y'all just don't understand the depth of how much I don't like sharing my food. And I think most men feel like that.
Dude,
you know, the funny part of that is I'm his wife, and it wasn't until recently that he actually has allowed me to sort of kind of touch his plate. And even then, like, he looking at me like, better make it quick. This is mine.
Hurry up.
But in all honesty, how do you know when a man loves you? It doesn't need to be spoken. I know everyone is going to say it's nice to hear it, and yes, it is nice to hear it. But I don't think there's anything that a man can physically say that's going to make you believe that he loves you. It's all in everything he does. Everything he does for you, with you, to you, it will tell in his actions. It will scream at you, he loves you. It will be undeniable, because men, we only love two ways, not at all or all the way. There is no half-stepping. So if that man loves you, it will be all the way, not part of the way.
I agree.
It's going to be crystal clear, huh?
It most certainly will. If it's not crystal clear, then you have your answer.
You ain't gotta ask no question. Don't ask.
You said you have your exit. I cannot. All right.
I was just saying.
Yeah, but that the seriousness of that last bite of food though, yeah, it's real. It's really real. I remember the first time he let me have the last bite of his food. I was like, for real, son? Hey, I got me a keeper. Anyway, next question reads, why do men risk losing a good woman for a fling?
You know, Pinocchio was a bad motivational speaker.
Because he's dumb. Every man has a moment in his life where he's made decisions with his penis and not with his mind. And that is a typical situation of thinking with your penis and not thinking with your mind. Every man has at least one story he could tell you where his penis has got him in trouble. At least one. If you're dealing with a man that ain't got one, he lying to you. He might have a story in development right now. Just saying.
So would you like to share a story, maybe from the back?
I ain't sharing none of my penis stories. I've already shared mine. Everybody knows the infamous syrup story. That was a me thinking with my penis story. Everybody know the syrup story. I will give the too long, don't read version. I was dealing with a crazy chick. She did some crazy shit, and she put syrup all over my shit.
That
was condensed as hell, wasn't it? Do men get tired of having the same pussy, even if it's good?
No.
Nope. Question.
No.
Wait.
I mean, there's no need for further elaboration. Tired and good don't go together. Good and tired.
He said that. Hey, Tote said nope.
Let me break something down. I'm gonna let y'all in on a little secret. I might piss some dudes off.
Uh-oh.
Just for saying this.
Let me pay attention.
The quality of pussy doesn't have anything to do with your actual pussy. Because I'm going to just be completely honest with you. It's just another hole, just like any other woman has a hole. Just going to be completely honest with you. There are two factors to what makes your pussy good pussy. How you work it and how we value it. And when I say value it, I mean the emotions that go with it. Period. Those are the two factors that make your pussy good pussy. It has nothing to do with your actual pussy. It has everything to do with the skills you use and the emotions we attach to it. And I'm probably just
now,
made like...
Now I'm going to need you to charge like 1995 for giving that them two critical pieces of valuable information, because now you're about to have some chicks go buy some wonton balls and all that type of stuff just to do Kegels and all that type
now,
of stuff.
I will tell you this. That is the basic principles for what good pussy is, but every dude isn't the same. And I have to say that when I say anything that describes what dudes like. Every dude isn't the same. So
you're
what
not.
I think it is may not be as important to someone else, but I can guarantee you, for the most part, 9 times out of 10, maybe not 9 times out of 10, 8 times out of 10, that falls in line with what dudes think. 8 times out of 10.
80% of the time. All right. Interesting. I'm taking notes. All right. This person just, she sent us a list, it seems like. Okay. Can men and women really be platonic friends?
Yes. I have a couple of platonic friends. Never wanted to do anything sexually with them at all. I see them like family. I see them like sisters. And there is no way I would ever go past being just their friend. So, yes, men and women can be platonic friends. It's possible. Is it hard for some people? Yeah, because some people just need to fuck everybody that they meet. And I said people. I didn't say man or women. I said people because men do it and women do it. But
yep. It's
very possible to be platonic friends. If you have a clear understanding that this person is just going to be your friend and nothing's ever going to go past that, it's very possible.
Yep. Pretty much. That pretty much sums it up in a nutshell. So it just pretty much basically boils down to the individuals involved. But, yes, a man and a woman can definitely have a platonic friendship and not cross that line. Like poetry, I do as well. I have some female friends that call me their brother, and I look at them like a sister, and that's exactly how our friendship is. It's like a brother and sister relationship. So it is very much possible. It just depends on the parties involved.
Yeah, I agree. I have platonic friends. And these are people that I've known for years and who are, you know, like family. They're like brothers, and I would never see them outside of being my family, you know. And so I definitely agree with, you know, yes, men and women can be platonic friends. And if you feel, you know, I know there's some people out there feel that, no, that's not possible. There's always room for, you know, cheating or for an adventure, whatever the case may be. That's not always the case, at least not for me. If you think that that's not possible, I think that there's something wrong with you. There's something deeper there that you need to address. Because if you can't be a friend to somebody of the opposite sex without that, you know, feeling like you have to, you know, do them or whatever. There's something, there's some issues there that you need to address. But yes, it is definitely possible, and it happens every day. So yes, men and women can definitely be platonic friends without being any, you know, awkward tension or whatever the case may be. And her last question of her list: Can you be in love with two people at the same time?
Hell no. Let me tackle this the way this needs to be tackled. You can love two people at the same time. You can love five people at the same time. It is impossible to be in love with more than one person at the same time. If you really know what it means to be in love, it's impossible to be in love with more than one person at the same time. You can love as many people as you like, and people get those two confused. There's a difference from loving someone and being in love with someone. Huge difference. I'm just a firm believer it is impossible to be in love with more than one person at a time. I know there's people that probably do believe that it is. More power to you. Give me a chart of how that should work. Because how I know being in love works, it doesn't work with me being in love with more than one person at a time. It's just impossible. It's too emotionally draining, mentally draining, physically draining, and draining of time. I just can't see how that will work.
Oh, I'm going to let Free go.
I'm not going to say no, because I know of poly relationships, and they all love, still in love with each other. So I'm in my world, I don't see that happening. I mean, I felt strongly about two individuals at one time where I felt like, you know, I didn't know which one I wanted to pursue a relationship with, because I feel ultimately for me and my lifestyle, I need one. I need a solid one. So no, not for me. No, I can't. I can't be in love with two people at the same time. That doesn't exist in my world. But I'm not going to say no for everybody else, because, like I said, I've witnessed relationships where there's more than two people. So.
And this is not knocking anybody that's in a poly relationship. I just don't see. I can't see how you can actually be in love with someone else. There's a lot of other things you can be, but I can't see how someone can be in love with more than one person. I just don't understand it.
You seen Savages?
Yes, we have.
And I don't, in seeing Savages, I don't even think that was necessarily being in love. She with both of them. She was in love with someone, with one, and she was in lust with the other one. My personal opinion.
Yeah, I could agree with that, because I feel like even if you love both of those people, there's one person that you're going to gravitate to more. There's one person that you're going to have stronger feelings for, and there's one person who is going to make you feel more of. You're going to feel a closer bond with than with the other one. So. There's one person who's always gonna bring out that much more out of you than the other person. So I don't think you can equally love and be in. Well, you can't equally be in love with two people at the same time. I don't see it. So
I will refrain. For the most part, going at this from a biblical standpoint. But I totally agree with poetry and Dolce Diva, as well as mystery and stuff like that. No, for me, no. For all the reasons that have already been mentioned, you're going to gravitate to one more than the other. You just are. You know, there's going to be that one that's going to be able to get more out of you, get more from you than the other. Can you love both of them? Sure, certainly. Yes, you can. However, in love, no. No.
Okay. All right. As we proceed to the next question. All right, we're now proceeding. And actually, this is a picture question that a wonderful CEO shared yesterday, and it's on the forum. So if you're a member of the forum, feel free to participate. But it reads as follows: females, would you date a man that made you wait, quote unquote, 90 days before he spent money on you? So, Bree, you want to go first, or you want me to take this?
I'm sorry, I did not get to hear that question. It was going in and out on my side.
I'm sorry. It says, females, would you date a man that made you wait 90 days before he spent money on you?
I'm going off of my usual situations, and it's like I've never been in that type of situation where it became an issue that he didn't spend any money on me. I mean, but we did do things that did cost money at times, so I don't, if he's doing it to be malicious, I think there's something wrong with it. Because, you know, sometimes women do that with the sex thing. They'll hold out just because they can, because it's expected for them to, you know, give up, give it out, put out whatever. But, I mean, in general, no. I mean, it's his money. He can decide what he's going to do with his money. And if that's his way of seeing, you know, what type of woman she is, then okay.
Okay. Me personally, like I said, I don't mind going Dutch. I don't have a problem with going Dutch. As long as you're not expecting for me to give up anything, any of the goods, then, you know, we're cool. But I don't mind going Dutch. If that's how you want, if you want to treat it that way, and as long as we have that conversation, hey, I don't know, you know, how this is going to pan out, so let's just go have these on everything. You got you, I got me, and, you know, it is what it is. I'm cool with it because at least I know what to expect, and I'm not, you know, I'm not expecting something that's not going to happen. And that way, we know we get to spend time together, we get to know each other, and I still, you know, he goes his way, I go mine, and it is what it is. But I don't mind it. I don't have a problem with it. So what is you guys' weigh-in on this question? How do you guys feel about it? And have any either of you ever gone that route?
I'm not big on setting up time frames on when I'm going to do something or when she's going to do something or when we should do something or how we should do it or where we should do it. I'm just not big on time frames. I've never been big on time frames because I feel like things happen the way it's supposed to happen. But, and there is a but, I am not against a man doing this, just like I am not against a woman doing the 90-day no sex. If that's what works for you, that's what works for you. And I hear a lot of women saying, well, there's the difference. You know, that's to protect us. That's to protect us. That's to protect this man as well. Because I'm not going to invest my money into something that I don't feel like is going to work. And for, what if I feel like 90 days is a good enough time for me to feel it out to make sure you are worth me investing my time, my money? It's bad enough I'm going to invest 90 days into you and it may not work. That's 90 days of my life I could have been doing something else. So I don't knock it. I'm not doing it, but I don't knock it either.
Okay. Ed?
I've never done it. It's never even really crossed my mind about doing it. Because if it's something I want to do for her, I'm just going to do it. If she shows that she's not appreciative, then I just stop, plain and simple. But I'm not against a guy if he chooses to, you know, basically, you know, holding out. You feel like, you know, let me see where her head is at. Let me see what she on. You know, I mean, we get it done to us all the time. So I'm not against a brother sitting there and just if he's doing it for the purpose of sitting there and see where that female's head is at. If that's what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Go for it. Knock yourself off. But me personally, I've never done it, and I would never do it.
Okay. Understandably so. Okay. Next question, and this is a picture question that our one and only Free actually shared. it reads, he finally proposed, but years later, still, quote-unquote, engaged. How long is long enough to be, quote-unquote, engaged without marriage?
As long as you fucking feel like it. Here's my thing, and I have a big problem with people, and they're like, well, 2 years is 1 year long, 1 year is too long, you know, 3 years is too long. If they want to be engaged for 10 years, if they are comfortable with that, that is on them, whatever floats their boat. And here's my mindset in going to this whole situation. When you come together as a couple and get married, you're taking on everything that that person has with you, good and bad. And it can hurt you in the end, especially let's say you have pretty good or decent credit. But you get married to somebody and their credit is like a 3. Of course, we know it's impossible to get a 3, but I'm just saying, their credit is bad, real bad. Now that you two are married, it is 9 times out of 10, legally, you have to put that person on everything you apply for. Everything. So just that quickly, a decision without thinking about the long-term repercussions has affected your life in a way that you're not used to because your credit is good or decent. You're pretty used to doing whatever you want to do because you know your credit is going to be okay. But now you have to keep that in mind. And then there's a whole lot of other stuff that has to be brought in mind. Children, where are you going to live? Maybe you're both in school. There are a whole bunch of reasons why jumping straight into getting married may not work for some people. I feel like whatever works for you, I'm not one to judge.
Okay.
Okay, but an engagement is a promise to get married. So can we get a game plan? Can we get an expecting date of when we're going to get these little whatever problems between us settled in order to get married? Let's get a timeline going. Why can't we have a timeline? Why can't we have an expectant time to plan a wedding?
Okay.
Why am I sitting in limbo for 10 years?
Because you chose to. If you choose to sit there for 10, let's be honest, and this is my favorite line. Everybody knows how much I love this line. A person is only going to do what you allow them to do. If after a year, if after a month, if after 2 days you haven't set a date and you are not cool with it, stop. Plain and simple. step. Nobody is forcing you to sit there and wait. Nobody. Not him, not your mama, not God. Nobody is forcing you to do anything. So if you choose to sit there for 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 3 years, 5 years, 20 years, a partridge in a pear tree, whatever, that is your choice. If you aren't comfortable with the fact that he hasn't set a date and you try to set a date and he still doesn't set a date, walk. Plain and simple. But if y'all agree on not setting a date, then don't worry about the outside world, because that is the decision that you two made. And let me be painfully clear. I'm not saying dudes go out here and don't set dates, because you can mess around and meet a chick like Free, like Allie, like Dulce Diva. If y'all are here for me next Friday, y'all know why. Like Dulce Diva, like I'm enjoying she was here, because I already know what she would be saying if she was here.
Lord knows I'm enjoying.
And she was here. If you might meet a chick like one of these three, and she ain't dealing with it, and they going.
Yep.
They are peacing out. So don't put yourself in a dumb position. All I'm saying is, if y'all sit down and have a conversation and both of y'all agree that you want to take the time to get yourselves together before you officially set any dates, because let's be honest, you can set a date for 2 years from now. That's not going to guarantee that it's going to be perfect, or maybe not perfect. It's going to be the time that you get married. It could be pushed up for a year. It could be pushed back for 3 years from that date. So a date, period, doesn't mean anything.
But at least it shows there's effort. You're not just in there just to be engaged and not even think about having an actual wedding.
Right.
If you feel like that, leave then. Plain and simple. If you feel like he's just there to be engaged and help and dangle you around with the ring, but dangle the carrot in your face but never give you the carrot, leave. Point blank, period.
I would.
I know you would. That's
sure.
Why I said your name.
Doses. I don't mind working with a plan, but if you ain't showing me no plans, then I ain't got no reason to stick around. You know what I mean? Tell me what's going on.
I'm not knocking that. If you feel like this person ain't doing what he's supposed to be doing, as far as you being engaged and going to the next level, by all means, pack your bags, get everything, and deuces. I ain't knocking
right.
that. But if you come to a mutual agreement that's what y'all want to do, fuck the world. Do what you go do.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Period.
Fuck the world. Do you. Be happy with your love.
Hey, it is true. And that just don't go for the ladies, even though this comes back, you know, the picture was about the ladies. Brothers, that go for y'all too, for the brothers that's listening. You propose to a woman, and that woman came to the thing and agreed to a date or whatever the case may be or whatnot. Hey, man, bounce. Because at the end of the day, it's not even working.
I don't say this often, and you know, and this is probably going to surprise me. I don't say this often. Women don't get engaged and don't pick dates, period. I've never met a woman that will get engaged and don't pick a date. I'm looking for this mystery woman.
Agreed.
If it ever happens. But I've just never – if a woman gets engaged, believe me, she knows when she want to get engaged. I mean, get married. There is no – they're going to wait. Usually a woman is willing to wait when she's willing to wait because a guy puts up a very strong case. I mean, he is Johnny Cochran-ing his case for her on some real but – other than that, a woman usually knows when she wants to get married. Period.
I guarantee you
there are women that are going to get proposed to tomorrow, and they already got the date planned.
Oh, I agree. There are. I'm just saying the simple fact you do have those rare occasions where the simple fact it's not the man, it's the woman. So for the brothers,
show me this speech.
Find
show me this harpy that is out here that is running around, this mythological animal that is running around here not picking dates, because I ain't never heard of it.
Kraken. It's a kraken.
That's why I said rare. That's why I said it's rare. It is rare. Literally. But it has happened. However, again, it's still the same though. Regardless,
it's not likely, but it happens.
It's not
impossible, but it's unlikely.
Every 100 years. Every 100 years. We're going to say it like that. Every 100 years.
I'm on poet's side. Not never. Every woman.
I am telling you.
She's been thinking about this too long.
It's easier to find a woman that doesn't want to get married than to find one that gets engaged and doesn't want to pick a date.
Yeah, when it comes to marriage, women aren't usually in the middle about this stuff. Men, again, we are definitely in the middle about this stuff way more than women. Way more. Women are either usually black or white. Don't want to get married. Want to get married. I've never seen a woman that says, I might want to get married. They're usually black and white about this type of stuff.
Okay. The reason why I say it, this is rare.
That's true.
I'm going to go ahead and get this tidbit.
I'm just looking for
harpy.
What is a harpy? An ex of mine. I'm going to have to go do some Google researching and whatnot to find out what the hell a harpy is.
She got engaged. Dude proposed to her. She got engaged or whatever.
Okay.
Dude was ready. He was ready. He had the date, all that type of stuff, that he wanted to get married. And she kept putting it off.
If she kept putting it off, there was a reason she kept doing that.
Yeah, it finally came out in the end. Like, you know what? Like,
what you want to say, Tony? Then what you need to say? Because you over there, I could say this, I could say that.
And she kept putting it off. And she was putting it up off because she was jumping on somebody else.
You hit the nail on the head, sir.
Yeah, that's the only reason. That's why I said there was a reason for it. Pretty much. Exactly.
Or she was
riding somebody else to Luna.
What?
did she just go Hawaiian? Did she go Hawaiian real quick?
Real quick, you never know what you're going to get with Dulce Diva. okay, next question.
I would say for all three. That goes for all three of y'all. You, Bree, and Almond Joy.
What about it?
Y'all are about as unpredictable as they come.
Hey, I'll take that. Okay, next question. It's a picture question, and it says, fellas, you discover your one-year-old son is not yours. Do you A, stay and work it out, B, still father the child and leave the woman, or C, fuck this baby and his bitch?
That's easy for me. For a man and a child, it's very easy to get attached to a child within 1 year, especially because, one, you're seeing this child grow from a itty-bitty baby into a one-year-old toddler. So there's that. Also, you know, we don't get – if I'm going to be a father, I'm going to be a father, and I'm not going to walk out the child's life because of his mama trife. You know, so I'm still going to be daddy because I'm 9 times out of 10 probably going to be the only daddy he knows. or probably would recognize as daddy, and fuck that bitch. I don't want to deal with her. So, yeah, still be a daddy, but not dealing with the woman in any way, shape, or fashion. And she bet not try to put me on child support.
You couldn't take that baby whip, huh? Okay. Bishop?
I would still be in the child's life. Because that's what you said. That bond that you develop is not one that you easily get over. Now, it's trifling, mama. Yeah,
especially when
she's first
and stuff.
I can get over that. I can get over his mama. But I would still be in his life and still take care of him and be there. But me and her, we done.
Yeah. That's just, yeah. Okay. All right, next question. Another picture question. You cheated and had a one-night stand. You're not sure if your man is the father. Do you tell him or nah?
Do you tell him?
Let's keep it 100. We know females is not telling. Keep it 100. Get your side dude tested. Know the truth. Contemplate the ass whooping that you're probably going to get. You know what I mean?
Right.
And be a woman about it. Let him know if it's not his child. If it is his child, you better get to acting right, bitch. Real fast and in a hurry.
Isn't this the type of stuff y'all tell us to be truthful about? And you just
it
told
is.
The nation of women to lie.
Honestly.
Let's be real about what they going to do, though. Let's be real.
For me, as soon as I find, like, if I had a one-night stand and I find out I'm pregnant, I'm going to start freaking out. And I'm going to have to come out and tell him and be like, yo, I did something bad. You going to hate me. You going to be mad at me. And here it is. Plain and simple.
Because as much as we talk about it on this show, it's a person is never, 9 times out of 10, is going to be mad at what you've done, but they're going to be extremely pissed if you lie about it and they find out. Extremely. That is a 11 out of 10 situation.
Yeah.
They're going to be more mad about the lie than the act. So if you at least just get the act out and be honest, you don't have to worry about them being mad about you lying. And to be honest with you, there's probably a better chance of reconciliation. I'm going to be honest. It's, in a situation like that, you're probably done. You might as well have your bags packed right then and there, depending on the dude you're with. Because I don't know too many dudes that's going to put up with a one-night stand. But here's... He still might deal with you in some aspect, and it might be a little more cordial as opposed to him finding out later that it ain't his baby or finding out.
When we go back to the question we just had, you find out your one-year-old son isn't yours.
Right. Don't be that chick. You can avoid this. You can avoid from even getting there if you're honest in the beginning. Because no dude is staying when they find out the one-year-old is his. No dude is staying with you. Period. 1 year old? No. That means it took you 2 years to be honest.
Just about, because 9 months.
It took you 2 years to be honest. Nope, no dude is staying. None. Nope. But if you're honest before that, there might be some reconciliation.
And that's a hard mic, huh?
That's a hard mic.
Okay. Anybody else want to talk about it, or
hey,
is that enough for y'all?
Hey, Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Tell the truth.
All right. Yeah, this is crazy. Can you be with somebody who doesn't ever want to get married? I know I can. Me personally, no.
This
is even before I got married. No, I can't be with anybody that doesn't want to get married or didn't want to get married. Because I've always wanted to. One of my life goals or aspirations was to be a wife and to be a mom and to have a family. So no, like I like the title of being a wife. I like that, you know, the responsibility of caring for another human being that isn't my child, you know, my partner, my spouse. That's something that's really important and dear to me. So, no, I couldn't be with anybody that did not want to get married. Okay, next.
For me, it depends on the reasons why they don't want to get married. I mean, because some people just have, like, their own ideas of what marriage is, especially with it involving the government and whatnot. So it's not a deal breaker for me because I'm not hung up on the whole, you know, piece of paper thing. I'm totally cool with us being in that realm on our own. We don't need the government to sanction that and say it is. So it depends on their reason. Now, they're just flat out like, well, I'm just not going to marry you because of, like, me, myself, something that I do personally, then that's, like, different. But if they have their own reason personally, then it can be excused.
Okay.
I can't do it. She don't want to get married, I'm out. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Ain't no, I need to take the time to think about it. Ain't no compromising. If she don't want to get married, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out.
Okay. Boss?
I mean, do y'all have to really ask? I'm married. What you think?
But even before you got married, because I know I'm married, but, you know, I had to speak on my reasons before I got married as to why I couldn't be with somebody who didn't want to get married.
Because I'm married now, so no, I couldn't deal with somebody if it wouldn't go lead to this.
This guy. Anyway.
If you want me to elaborate more, to me, the ultimate goal, and again, everybody isn't going to think like this because, of course, there's people that don't think like this. To me, the ultimate goal, the ultimate level of being in a relationship is marriage. It's that culmination of the time you spent together, and now you are one as a whole. You're one unit. You're one team. If I can't be with somebody that doesn't want to feel that unity, that team feeling that you get when you become married. It's not just a legal proposition. It's not just something that helps you with your taxes. It's a big deal, and it's something to cherish and love. I couldn't be with somebody that won't do that.
Oh.
This is why I didn't want to elaborate.
Why?
No,
that was sweet. Okay, this is a picture question. Did you guys see that? I'm sure you guys saw this picture of this girl who's wearing this scantily clad dress. It's barely covering the areolas of her breasts, and it's displaying the bottom part of her breasts as well as her midriff. And the question is, ladies, would you wear this? Fellas, would you let your lady wear this? I don't think I would wear something that revealing and provocative. And even if I tried, I don't think he would allow me to even walk out of the bathroom with it. So, no for me. I don't know. Anybody else?
That's a hell no for me. I just can't. I can't. Mm-mm. No. I just feel like when you're out with your man, like, you're supposed to be holding some type of class a little bit. And I just don't think that's appropriate.
You shouldn't be looking like a porn star walking out the house, huh?
I can't imagine sitting at the dinner table with her and her titties are literally sitting on the table. Like, can you?
Right. That's assault.
Can I get some breasts? You know, I like some breasts. Okay, no. All right. Just saying.
All right, gentlemen.
But,
go ahead, Frank.
My mouth.
All right, gentlemen, you want to speak on this?
Hell no, you ain't going out.
And do I come out the bathroom door looking like that?
In the house, you good. You just ain't stepping out the front door with that.
See?
not unless you want to catch this good rock bottom. I will spin you around so quick. So no. No.
Oh gosh. Okay. All right. Next question. Free shared this picture question, and she says, the question reads, do you feel that there are just as many angry, bitter men out there than there are women?
Yes. I think there are some bitter men out there.
I don't know. Well, I haven't ever come across them. So, but then again, maybe it's not bitter. I don't know. Like, this is a really odd question for me. Why do you think that there are bitter men out there, Free?
Because I have came across a few of them. And it's just like... It's like, who's
I'm not, see, I'm not
I'm
out the game.
I've been out the game.
I've been out the game. I don't
know.
That's the only response I have to them is, who hurt you? Who did it? Because, like, you're so scorned. You're so bitter. Like, who, like, which bitch stole your lunch sack? Like, so we can go beat her up right now, because there's this... People are just hurt in general. Men and women. They're both all out here. We're all hurt, and we're just out here lost. But there are bitter men out here. I've came across a few of them.
Damn.
Damn.
Okay, I haven't come across bitter men.
Yes, you have.
Okay, I've come across one.
More than one.
Oh.
I'll let you sit on that for a minute, but.
Okay. I know we're talking. I know there's one in particular. I can't think of anybody else. I'm just. Oh, okay. Well, I guess you're right. There are better men out there. I just had to think about it because, you know, sometimes when you when you're dealing with people and you're dealing with whether if it's a friendship or a breakup or whatever the case may be, it's kind of hot. For me, if somebody doesn't want to deal with me, that's fine. And if they want to react a certain kind of way, that's, you know, it's not fine. But at the same time, I'm not going to, you know, feed into it and all the extra stuff that goes along with the acts of bitterness that they have. So, forgive me for my delayed reaction and thinking of who it was that was sad and bitter and unhappy with their lives. But I guess that there's always going to be bitter men and bitter women. If there are bitter men out there, because there are bitter men out there, you know, if they come across that way, I just, you know, keep stepping and just keep moving. I don't have time for all that BS. So that's just my thing. But it is true. There are bitter men out there. And hopefully they'll go to counseling and get help and, you know, find something that makes them happy. Otherwise, they're just going to be sad, bitter people. All right. Next question. I shared something earlier in the week because there's been a mention about Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom getting back together and all this other stuff. She's gone through a lot in their relationship, and he's been dealing with his issues and his demons. And my question was this. Would you give someone a second chance if they put you through an emotional roller coaster like Lamar did with Khloe? Would you still give that person access to your heart and to your love, even though, you know, they cheated on you and you dealt with their issues of addiction or whatever the case may be? Would you give that person a second chance, even though you've already been divorced or you've already broken up with them?
For me, it's a really tough situation because obviously they're still in love with each other. That's one thing you have to keep in mind. And it's hard to sometimes walk away from somebody you're really in love with. But the question becomes, do you go back at the risk of putting yourself through the same drama or putting yourself through the same heartache or ache and pain? And pretty much it comes to you love them, but do you love yourself more? For me, no matter what, I'm not putting myself through that same drama anymore. That's like getting in a car wreck and being like, you know what? Maybe I want to get in another one. I'm just not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, it's a no for me, too. Because I just feel like once I've exhausted that energy into you, like, I don't want to think about doing that again. I don't want to think about it. So,
okay.
It's a no for me.
Bishop?
Ah. No, I can't do it. I tried it in the past, and it still wind up. We still wind up going our separate ways. So after that experience, no, I can't.
Okay. So it's not like you're one and done. It's you've been in that situation before, and you know it's not healthy or it didn't work for you, you know, in
nope.
the situation that you were in. So
nope.
you'd rather
not healthy at all.
Go through that same situation, that same ordeal again. Understandable.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't know. For me, it's like I feel like I might give that person a second chance, especially if there's that much love for that, you know, for that person. I love myself, and I might want to try to see if it works, but I will go in it just keeping in mind that, you know, I will go in it with some cautiousness and just taking it slow and maybe not necessarily just dive in because, you know, that person has broken my heart, but I love them so much that I still would like to see the relationship work. And see if it could work. And if I feel that it doesn't, then, you know, it is what it is. And it's not like I didn't go down not trying, you know? So I think I might be able to give him a second chance. Would it be easy? Probably not. And Jackie Wu says that, yes, she would. She would give them a second chance. So, okay, there are some people out there that would give that person a second chance.
I ain't that nigga.
Well, we know you're not. It's abundantly clear that you're not that guy. Okay. We have about 15 minutes left in the show, and of course I wanted to bring this question up. If you had a friend who tried to escape the quote-unquote friend zone and revealed some hidden feelings for you, could you ever put them back in the friend zone, or would you still be cool with them but just from a distance?
Excuse me while
I always keep it.
The friend zone. There is no such thing as a friend zone. A person is either your friend or not if you don't want to be their friend because, you know, what you want is romantic and they don't reciprocate it, then you just move on. But don't be that creep. Don't stay friends just to hope that, you know, they break up with whoever they're dealing with or whatever the case may be. I think it was this question was just worded badly, but me personally, if somebody comes to me and says, you know, I like you and I want to be more than just friends, and I'm like,
I like you
you're such a creep. I would just, you know, if I don't reciprocate, well, I'm sorry, I don't feel that way about you. And we don't have to be friends if that's not, you know, if you're not comfortable with it. And, you know, we can move on from there. But, yeah, that's just my take on it. Anybody else?
Yeah, like if I'm not feeling them, I try to keep it cool. Because, I mean, I think it takes a lot for a person to come forward and to admit some feelings that they may be turned down for. So I try to let them down easy, and I don't exactly just go hiatus, but I do back up a few steps.
In other words, Bree said she was faster than Jesse Owens in the 1936 Olympics.
Just so we're clear. Yeah, I mean, because I don't want to lead anybody on. I don't want you to think that it's going to be something that it's not. I don't want to waste your time. So, you know, find somebody that likes you like that, too. Not me today. Not me.
Okay. Eddie Kang.
There is no such thing as friend zone. Let's just once again reiterate that. No such thing. So with that being said, you're not feeling the same way about it. It's always best to be upfront and honest from the gate. Like, I don't see you in that way. You know, we can be friends, but of course that's not what they really want to be. So it's probably best if we just go our separate ways. But if I'm not feeling a female like that, and she is open and she's honest that she has feelings for me, I'm going to respect that, but at the same time, I'm going to be honest with her.
Okay. Boss man?
You know what you do with someone that tries to escape the friend zone? You put them right next to the unicorns and the harpies and the sphinx, because there are no freaking friend zone. I am so tired of the friend zone question. Y'all just don't understand how much I loathe the friend zone question. You cannot be in something that doesn't exist. There is not some magical zone that women or men are putting people in because they just want you to be friends. No, it's called you put yourself there because you think you can friend your way into some penis or some vagina. It just doesn't happen. I've never heard of someone being able to do that. I've never heard someone being friendly enough to be, you know what? Maybe I'll give them some. They're real friendly. I've never heard of it. I've just never heard of it. No, it doesn't happen. If you are someone's friend. I've never heard of it being that friendly. I've never heard of somebody being that friendly where you just up and decided, you know what? I feel like giving them some. They're real friendly. They're just so friendly. I've never heard of it. If it's happened, please let me know. But as far as I've known, I've never heard of it.
Say no to the friend zone.
Have you done that, Free? No, I haven't. Exactly. not gonna have it.
Nope.
That is hilarious. Okay. All right. We have about 12 minutes left. So here's a picture question. Is Valentine's Day just for women, or should a woman treat her man on Valentine's Day?
You're damn right they should.
I hate
the double standards that go with it, with the fact that, you know, Valentine's Day is a quote-unquote a woman's holiday. Since when? I didn't get that memo. Can somebody forward me that motherfucker? Because I must have missed it. I would love to know when that's taking place. Keep in mind, I don't like Valentine's Day anyway because it's so commercial. The meaning behind it gets lost in all the commercialness of it. So I'm not a fan of Valentine's Day in any way, shape, or form. I don't knock anybody else that is, but for me, man, Valentine's Day is every day. And for anybody that says, well, Valentine's Day is a day you're supposed to do something extra special, why can't do something special on Monday? Why can't do something extra special on next Friday? Why does it have to be Valentine's Day? You know why? Because a group of people came together. You know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
I saw the rant coming, sir. I saw the rant coming. I saw the rant.
I don't want to ruin nobody's weekend.
I already know.
I ain't going to do it. But all I'm going to say is this. Valentine's Day for me doesn't have the same effect, but I do believe it is an equal opportunity holiday. You can give your man something just like your man can give you something. It doesn't have to go one way or the other.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like I said, and I commented on this, and I said, well, you know, some guys like romance. Some don't really care. And regardless of the type of man that you are with, you got to show him the kind of love that he deserves. I mean, this is somebody that you care about. This is somebody that means, you know, so much to you. And I agree with poetry. It doesn't just necessarily have to be on Valentine's Day. You got to show that man that you love him every single day. You got to show that woman that you love her every single day. And, you know, Valentine's Day, hey, if there's something that you know that he loves and that he wants, you can go out there and get it for him and surprise him. Or you guys can just go out together or whatever the case may be. But as long as you're showing your significant other that you thought of them and that you really do, you know, want to do something special or just to make them happy. As long as you guys are both happy, that's what matters. It's not about it being February 14th. Valentine's Day could have been February 28th. It doesn't matter. But as long as you show this person that you care about them and that you love them and that you thought of them, that's what matters. So it is. It goes both ways. It's not a woman's holiday. It's for everybody.
I totally agree with that. I think that men should also get some type of reciprocation too. And I mean, I can also, I should have mentioned that. That's also a wonderful gift for a man. And you don't even have to go and buy it. You ain't got to wrap it up. All you got to do is lick those lips and get to work. Pick a spontaneous spot, time, and just give him a blowjob, and he will love you for that.
Amen.
Agreed. I second that, definitely.
Yeah. And if you're not, and here's my request, because there's some real stingy women out there. Not a lot, but there's some. If you're not going to give your man anything on Valentine's Day, you just signed yourself up for Steak and BJ Day. You realize that, right? It's one or the other. If you do Valentine's Day, you get an exception, a get-out-of-steak and BJ Day card that you don't have to put up with. So you can cash that card in if you don't want to do it on Steak and BJ Day. But if you don't do anything on Valentine's Day, you have officially signed yourself up for March 14th.
Yeah, I agree. Steak and a BJ. Make it happen.
Steak and BJ Day is every Wednesday at the Daniels.
Hold on. There's going to be chicks like, I don't know how to make steak. I don't know. Bitch, Google.
You know steak?
Learn.
You got to learn.
I want to be completely honest with you. I don't think there's a man in this world that will care about the steak if they can jump straight to the BJ. I'm just saying.
You got to learn.
You gotta learn today, goddamn it.
Learn on your own time, not when it's supposed to be celebrating me. Bump that. I ain't about to eat no charbroiled steak. Just go straight to the BJ. Just go straight to the BJ. Don't worry about the steak. Just go straight to the BJ. As long as somehow, some way we get to that BJ, I'm good. I don't care about the steak. I don't care if it's chicken and steak, chicken and BJ day. I don't care if it's McDonald's and BJ day. Long as we get to the BJ.
Peanut butter jelly and BJ, you know.
It could be a Pop-Tart and a BJ. I don't care. The key word in that whole statement is BJ.
BJ. Lick them lips. Get to work.
Suck a dick and save a life.
Yes!
I'm just saying, it means like that.
Listen, let me come across a woman that's got some lips like Free. It's a done deal.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
It's a done deal.
Hey, hey.
Close out before I say something. Close out.
Gotta get it together. I'm having a hard time getting it together. Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Coconut oil, that's my secret. Coconut
they would
oil.
Need to say. Oh, all right. Well, we want to thank you. We want to thank everybody who listened in and who participated. All of you guys who listen live and everyone who's going to listen to the archives, we thank you so much for being with us and for supporting Two Sides of the Story Productions. Thank you for listening to His and Hers and for listening and being entertained with our craziness and ratchetry and silliness. We're on every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and on... we've had a change to our lineup as of late. So I'm going to let our CEO actually go ahead and say it, just because I don't want to mess anything up. I want to make sure I have it right.
Really? Really? You can no longer be a part of getting on them about not remembering the lineup.
I'm not going to do it.
On Mondays, we have Hangouts at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. No longer DMVF Unleashed will be on. DMVF Unleashed will no longer be on Tuesdays. It is on a break, a break at the moment. Not sure if we're going to bring it back. If we do, we will let you know. On Wednesday, we have the Skybox at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, of course, with Chills and Champ. On Thursdays, we have the Mic Check with Almond Joy and Chills, covering all of underground music, mainstream music, talking music, period. Everything from hip-hop, R&B, jazz, gospel, you name it, it's on there. On Fridays, you have to deal with the craziness that is us, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, Dulce Diva, Poetry, Bishop Eddie Kang, and... Free. Usually, Almond Joy is with us. She's just not here with us tonight. Hopefully, everything's okay with her. You can catch us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TSOTS. That is the official fan page on Facebook. You can catch us in any one of the three groups we are in. TSOTS presents Collective Insights. TSOTS presents The Hangout. You can also check us out online on our website, www.twosidesofthestory.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, TSOTS Productions. You can also download the app on your Amazon, Apple, Android, and BlackBerry devices. You can also still catch us on iTunes as a podcast. It is still free. The apps are also free. And you can catch us on Stitcher. That is free as well. Much Google us. We are literally everywhere. I want to thank everybody that listened. I hope everybody has a great Valentine's Day weekend. And we are going to roll out with some Maker of Love.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Have a great weekend. And I just want to tell my boo, my partner, I love you, baby.
Love me enough to learn the damn lineup. Next, good night.
Good night.
I think I can speak for all men when I say
good night.
There's something exceptional, unique about a woman.